Hey there, sex symbols. How is everyone doing this week? Have y'all had lots of sexy shenanigans? How about you, Anthula? Have you had lots of sexy shenanigans?
I've had sex. I don't know if there are sexy shenanigans, but I've definitely had sex.
Well, today's episode is all about sexy shenanigans. So it is called Spank Me, Daddy. I've been a bad girl.
I have no idea where you're going to take us this week.
That's the best. That's the best one right there. Okay.
What are you getting at, Vida? What do you want to know?
Have you ever been spanked?
Like literally like put over my husband's knee or a lover's knee and spanked intentionally or spanked as you're having sex?
Well, I mean, we can do both, but let's go with the first one.
I haven't been intentionally spanked that way, but sure, during sex in the moment.
Does it make it hotter? Do you like it?
When you get to the point where you're spanking someone, you're already in a hot moment, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spanking is super fucking hot. Yeah.
Okay, it sounds to me like you're doing a lot more of the spanking shit than I'm doing. I can tell you're savoring the memory of it and stuff. You're reveling in it all. So tell me about your sexy spanking shenanigans.
Well, there's always those memes, right, that you see on the internet. It's like how I felt about spankings as a kid. And it shows this kid that's tearful. That's like, please don't spank me. And then you see this girl that's like all turned on and like, yeah, I'll spank me harder. So I just thought that was really funny that lots of people are more open about sex, but more open about things that are kind of taboo. Spanking, I feel like, is a gateway taboo topic. They have conventions for spanking.
What?
Yeah, because there's techniques to it. You can't just wail on someone's ass. It's just not. It's like everything we do at Sex Symbol. It's all about temperance and subtlety and like the mood, you know?
Who hosts these conventions?
So a lot of times kink clubs will, like sex clubs will sponsor these. Sometimes it's a spanking club and there are spankos. People that spank and spankies, people that get spanked.
What would you prefer to be?
So, Anthula, like you've known me for quite some time. Do you think I'm the giver or the receiver of this?
You're definitely the receiver, I think.
I am. I am totally. I'm totally the receiver.
So was it hard to convince your husband? Because I know he didn't want you to deep throat because he was totally afraid of doing something harmful to your body. Now, is he just as reluctant to spank you or is he open to that?
He's more open to it than deep throating, but still kind of reluctant. Okay. I have read so much about this and spanking is a kink called impact play. Like if you are out there doing research, you're looking at impact play. Spanking with a hand or even maybe a paddle, that's still pretty low level in the spanking stuff because it goes all the way up the gambit. I know that I just want to put this out here, that 50 Shades of Grey is not your end all be all like BDSM guidebook. People in the BDSM community have a big problem with that book. But he canes her, right? He canes her in the book and in the movies. Okay. So that's like at the end of impact place.
I need help here. I know there's a spectrum. So can we talk about that? What that spectrum is?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So most people spank. Mm-hmm. This is just my opinion. And remember, for everyone out there listening at home, we are not professional anything.
No.
Maybe professional monogamous sluts. That
That's
might
about
be
it.
the best term. We have a lot of sex and we talk about it. So in my worldview.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people that kind of get into spanking or even dabble in spanking, he's taking you doggy style and he's like smacking that ass. Like, I think that's most people's, you know,
experience with that.
Experience with it. Yeah. So you're getting a little spanky spank while he's taking you doggy style. And that may be the end of it. But there is a whole world to impact play. from just your hand. You could even spank someone with a feather. Like it could mm-hmm. even be lighter than your hand because it's still a sensory experience, right? So you could spank someone with a feather. You could spank someone with a ribbon. You could mm-hmm. spank someone with a hand. And then you're up to like floggers or like a leather paddle. And then maybe you're...
What the hell is that?
It's a wood paddle.
Why do you have that on your desk? Fida.
Because I knew we were going to be talking about this stuff.
So this is like shit you have in your little toy chest of fun and shenanigans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, now I really understand John's reluctance to engage with you in this way. Like, that looks kind of hardcore. I think if you pulled that out and you asked me to use it on you, I don't think I would.
Right. Okay. So that is just a funsie to look at. We don't use that. Okay. Like we don't.
So why do you have it?
We've used it like once.
But why do you have it?
Because we inherited it because it's what John used to get whoopings with when he was a kid.
That's exactly what it looks like. It does not look like the fun spanker or paddle.
Right. No, it's not. It's not a fun spanker. So we inherited it. It was just.
Okay.
But there are people out there that are professional paddle makers and they make wood and they'll mm-hmm. have cutouts and there's all kinds of stuff. Mm. It's crazy. They'll make paddles that when they spank you,
yeah,
there's a recess in the paddle.
Okay.
Like of a shape or maybe a word and it leaves that imprint on you.
Oh, so it's like branding your ass or your body part in some weird
way?
Yeah,
I mean, but it's not like forever. It might like...
No, I understand.
Spank you.
Even if it's temporary, it's like spanked by Vida.
I mean, they could. And then there are things like floggers, which floggers are like, it's like a leather apparatus and you hold it, but it's got like the tendrils of the leather on it.
Oh, so they're like tassels.
Yeah. And then there's whips and canes. Like there's harder and harder. Like you can get really hardcore with that.
So if I'm like getting spanked with a hand mm-hmm. and I'm like, you know, mm-hmm. not too bad. I can handle that. And then we go to the next level, which is a flogger. Mm-hmm. How much more intense is that? I could tell by your face you've been flogged.
I have.
I know. You didn't even have to confirm it. I just know. So how much more intense is the flogging?
Okay. So for those of our little baby sex symbols out mm-hmm. there that, this sounds interesting. I think I would like to try it.
Yeah.
Use your hand first or have your partner use their hand. And there's a reason. Because if it hurts their hand, they will know how much it hurts you.
I like that. Mm-hmm. So you can understand that. Okay. Okay.
Right. And then you also have to check in with your partner. Like there's this whole thing. First off, you both have to be willing to explore this.
Yeah.
And second of all, never do this when one of you is angry at the other one. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Like that's a huge no-no.
And so how do you have that conversation? Because the spanking kind of can just happen. Like nobody talks about it. You're in the moment. Like you said, you're in a doggy style position, and then you mm-hmm. get a whack and you're like, oh, that was interesting. And then, you know, maybe another whack and okay, that's a moment, whatever. But you typically don't discuss it. You don't discuss it after the fact. You don't really discuss it while it's happening. So it's something that just, it's spontaneous and whatever.
That's why I think people need, you know, we've talked about this before, privately, that people need like a sex questionnaire, right? Because what happens in sex is like you're getting railed from behind and he like spanks you.
Yeah.
And then he kind of waits or she spanks you. Like, I mean, if there's strap on, I'm like, everybody can play. So they spank you and then they wait to kind of see your response. So if mm-hmm. you turn around, if you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They're probably not going to do that again.
Probably not.
But if you're into it and you moan a little bit, okay, maybe I'll spank you again. You know, there is a lot of vagueness with people's sex lives. But if you are going to start getting into kink, things mm-hmm. like impact play or mm-hmm. some of the other kinks that we're going to explore here on the podcast.
Yeah.
It needs to start with a conversation.
Let's just pretend here.
Okay.
I got spanked.
Let's pretend.
I kind of liked it.
I
didn't,
you
know, turn around and punch him in the face when he did it. And I kind of liked it. And I'm like, you know, I'd like to explore impact play in my head. Yeah. This is what I'm thinking. How do you have that conversation with your partner?
Okay.
How would you do it, Vida? I know you always have, like you're the master of packaging. So package this, please.
Okay. So probably in the afterglow, or maybe even the day after, if you're not like, if you're just chilling and like the day after, be like, I can't stop thinking about you spanking me last night.
Oh, I like that.
And I think I would like to do more of that. Would you be willing to research impact play with me so we can try it again?
So good with the packaging, Vida. Good job. Well done. And if you're actually really exploring it and want to move beyond the hand, the flogger would be kind of the next thing? Or would it be a paddle? Well, or are they in the same kind of category of intensity?
So everybody's different. This is the fabulous thing about the world of sex. Everybody's different and everybody's sensitivities are different. So you can use all these spanking apparatuses.
Yeah.
Or you can use a spatula. You can use a paint stirrer. Like anything that makes little smacky smack.
You can MacGyver it. I got you.
You can do it. My personal favorite. I kind of like paint stirrers.
Okay. Paint stirrers. Well, I'm hoping you're not going to say spatula and then you're going to like ask me if I want a piece of lasagna.
No. You have to keep your sex toys separate, even if it is
please
a kitchen thing that you're using as a sex toy. I like paint stirrers because they make a loud pop, but they don't hurt very bad.
Oh, so for you, the sound is part of the whole experience. Okay. So you want it to sound like you're really getting a good whack, but you really don't want to be feeling the big whack.
There is a method to spanking. There are literal things you can look up on the internet about how to spank. So you can't spank up in the kidney area. That's a no-go area because sometimes people get carried away.
Where's the kidney area?
So your lower back, like where people might have a tramp stamp. Don't spank the tramp stamp.
Don't. Okay.
Okay. So
got it.
On the meat of your butt. Right on the padded, more padded parts.
Yeah.
And that's like for beginners, that's where you go. Right. So if you are a little bit more advanced, you might be able to spank a little bit down to the spot where the ass cheek meets the thigh. That's your sit spot.
Where your ass meets the thigh. Okay. So just below your butt cheek on your thigh.
Right. So that's called your sit spot. And those are kind of spankings that they want you to remember the next day, right? So like the harder you get smacked, it's like a sunburn, right? If it's just a little, it'll go away. If it's more, it lasts a day or two, depending. All the way up to some people like to get bruised.
Yeah, that's not me.
That's not me either. I'm okay with some red marks lasting for a little bit. And honestly, I bruise just with fingerprints. So if I have a bruise on me from sex, it's purely accidental. It was not on purpose. Yeah, I like the sound of the paint stirrer because it's like, oh, that sounds so dirty. But you have to kind of like, you spank on the meat of the butt and you have to kind of spread it around. And then you have to take breaks and kind of rub it like and make sure like, you're checking.
So who's rubbing your butt?
The person spanking you rubs it. You're kind of easing the sting out of it. And then you're checking on whoever you're spanking. Like, how are we feeling? How are you doing? Because
it
is a huge adrenaline dump.
I'd be a little worried. I'm not going to lie. If someone started hitting me with that paint stirrer and then really got entranced by the whole thing. And just almost lost themselves in it and wasn't as responsive to my reactions. I'd be a little afraid of that.
So the first couple of times you do this, you're having to, it's very much, you have to try things out. You have to check in with people. And I think that's why some of these kink clubs have these spanking conferences. You can go to a spanking conference and you can see a demonstration of a good spanking.
Oh,
you can also volunteer to be the person getting spanked.
I'm not going
to
pull my drawers down in front of a crowd.
I think I would. I think I would go to a spanking convention. I'd be like, can you demonstrate on me? Can you demonstrate on me while my husband watches so that he knows what to do when he's spanking me?
That's you, Vida. You're like, I'll just try anything.
I will. Because spanking,
first hand up.
Yes, you can get super turned on, but you're like these spanking conventions, people are getting spanked. They're not getting fucked.
Yeah. But it's kind of like they're getting spanked because it feels like they're getting fucked.
remember, it's an adrenaline dump, right? So a lot of people like to be spanked for the endorphin release.
Okay.
You know, like when, I don't know why ladies do this, but sometimes ladies will watch really sad movies and they'll start to cry. And then after they cry, they're like, oh, I feel so much better.
Mm.
I don't do that. I don't want to watch sad shit. Who enjoys that?
Okay.
But spanking can trigger that same emotional response to where you can, a lot of people feel light and airy and cleansed after they've had a spanking, they've had that dump.
So you feel like that after your little spanking sesh?
I would need John to spank me more. He's a one or two spankies, maybe four, and then he's out.
Just a little tap, 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 and then he's out.
But he is afraid of hurting me, and I get that. I respect that.
I kind of get that, too.
Like, I don't want him to be outside of his wheelhouse. But if you read a lot of erotica and smut, girls get spanked. And there's multiple kinds of spankings. There's spankings like funishments. Like punishments, but with the F. Funishments.
Okay, I've not heard that term before.
So that's like spankings that get you all turned on and then you get fucked.
Oh. Did you make that up? I've never heard that.
I didn't. I would love to claim proper duty on that, but I don't. Then there are punishment spankings. So if you're in a power dynamic with a dom and a sub or something like that, there are actual punishment spankings. And it sounds just like it is. It's a punishment. Or there are maintenance spankings.
Okay. Before I ask you what they are, I'm going to take a step. Like a maintenance spanking.
Yeah.
I honestly, I'm thinking, I don't have an answer. I don't know what that could be.
For people that are really into fitness, right? Like they run, it helps clear their head. Like they may do it every day. It's good maintenance, right? For your emotional regulation.
People do the spanking for emotional regulation.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
Like daily?
Some people can. I mean, it's not me. Like,
you'd greet your partner at the door and you'd hand them your little paint stirring stick and just say, honey, I've had a bad day.
Ooh, you can. That's pretty sexy. Or you could do it like while you were getting ready in the morning.
Did you see my reaction to it's pretty sexy? I'm like, what? Okay. Interesting.
Or you could do it in the morning while you're getting ready for work. Like, baby.
Right.
I need you to put me in the mindset. It's not just women out there getting spanked. It is men, people that are trans, that are people that are pan, like all of these different sexualities, like a lot of people like to be spanked. It's a stimulation. It's you're chasing stimulation. It's a sensory stimulation. Now, for a lot of people with spanking, there is a lot of role play that goes on with it. And then that, you know, can be whatever you want.
So like you've been a bad girl?
I've been a very bad girl.
Have you spanked your husband?
I have not. He does not. He's not into that, but he'll spank me.
He'll spank you. Have you ever spanked a partner?
I have not.
Do you want to spank?
No, not really. I am perfectly okay with just being like the center of attention. Sometimes I'll make John give me detention. And I'll tell you, spanking things come in all different shapes and sizes. Because one time I made him play like he gave me detention and he spanked me with a book. And that was the hottest fucking shit I've ever, like, I still have dreams about that.
You can't really get a good grip of a book. How'd he smack you with a book?
I mean, he did.
I feel like you want to reenact it and I'm okay. I'm good.
Like,
no, you don't need to. You don't need to. Like, you don't need to.
Like here. Like he held.
I opened
up
a can of worms.
Whack. Whack. You know?
And he whacked your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look at you.
Yeah.
Shenaniging all the time.
It's pretty hot. We're all adults. We're all consenting adults. That's what this is supposed to be. Like sex is fun in consenting adult situations. Okay. So is there something that super turned you on when you were somewhere in your life? Like there's lots of teacher fantasies. There's lots of like fantasies. Lots of people have priest fantasies. There is even a joke where it's like, spank me, daddy. I've been a bad girl. And the meme is like, for the thousandth time, it's forgive me, father, for I have sinned, because it's someone in a confessional.
That's pretty funny. I have a question.
Yes, please ask.
You have a lot of things that are available to you mm-hmm. on your menu.
Yeah.
You have like a buffet.
A sex buffet. I like that.
You definitely have a sex buffet. My sex buffet, there are very few meals. We're not importing exotic ingredients and adding them to the menu.
Oh my God.
It's a smaller menu.
I have the all-you-can-eat buffet. You have the light brunch buffet.
That's right. And you have a buffet emporium. Now,
I like that.
Do you like to kind of know what's going to happen that particular session? Or do you like him to just surprise you with the items on your sex buffet?
Okay. So this is important for those of you out there that are listening. Mm-hmm. The things on my sex buffet are all things that have been discussed and agreed upon ahead of time.
Yes.
So anything mm-hmm. can happen on the sex buffet. Okay. Just mm-hmm. like when we've talked about intimacy menus, all of those things yes. have been discussed and okayed.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as he sticks to the sex buffet and all these mm-hmm. topics, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Try it on, baby. I'll tell you if I don't like it today.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be an uncomfortable, awkward conversation if uh-huh. I have to request something.
Like if you had to say, today, I really want you to spank me.
Yeah. The weird thing is I want two things, Vida, here.
Mm-hmm.
I may want something very specific,
mm-hmm.
but I want him to read my mind. I don't want to tell him.
I think there are a lot of people like that.
I know. How do we overcome that? I want to naturally fall into bed and then let the fun begin. I don't want to have a conversation before it. I really don't.
Right. So that is why the gigantic sex buffet helps. But even a small sex buffet, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about with our buffet speech is, what are things that you and your partner have already tried and been like, yes, this is in the yes mm-hmm. column. We're definitely going to do that again. So as you explore with your partner, as you explore with yourself, mm-hmm. you're going to have things that checkity check all those little boxes in the yes column.
Yeah.
And if you want your partner to be a mind reader,
yeah,
then there is a level of safety by telling them, like, I want you to read my mind. Mm-hmm. And here are the 8 things that you're allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because those mm-hmm. are agreed upon, because it's not fair to your partner to be like out there just shooting in the dark and being like,
that's why.
That's why people have that tentative ass smack at the beginning, like when they very first start to spank people. They're like, I don't know how to do this. I'm just going to smack their ass and then I'm going to see if they turn around and they're offended.
Okay. So we smack the ass. That's kind of the starting point, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can smack sitting. What did you call it?
Ooh, I wouldn't start with the sit spot. Sit spots, like where your ass meets your thigh. That is an advanced spanking technique. Just stick to the ham hocks, okay? Stick to the meaty part of the butt.
Okay, where else is another meaty part that a beginner wouldn't like lose their mind?
I just think it's that. A beginner needs to stick just the butt.
Okay.
If we want to get into some intermediate mm-hmm. Spanking areas, again, this depends on the sensitivity level of your partner. You can spank the insides of their thighs. Like if they're, mm-hmm. let's say, you know, you're going down on your partner and you're eating that box lunch and you can spank the insides of their thighs.
With your hand?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there something else you can use to spank? I've seen, what are those things that look like fly swatters? What are they called?
Fly swatters?
No, you know which ones I'm talking about. They look like a fly swatter. They use them on horses.
A riding crop. You're talking about a little
yes.
riding crop.
Yes. I've seen in movies
mm-hmm.
the riding crop.
Okay. So I'm going to blow your mind. You can spank the insides of thighs,
yes.
right? If you're really into impact play, if you're really curious mm-hmm. about this, mm-hmm. You can Google places that are okay to spank, like in mm-hmm. there are diagrams, okay? And we'll have to start trying to gather some of these resources for you in one spot, because I just can't have you willy-nilly out there on the internet. But the insides of the thighs are good. And then also you can spank titties.
How? Like right on the nipple?
You can spank it like it's a doorbell that you're slapping very vigorously. But you can also spank down, so it's more of a hard flick. So it's like a flick on the nipple. You can use the little riding crop to like flick it.
You've done this before. You have that look.
I have.
Is your husband okay with that?
He's totally okay with spanking titties. We actually saw that in a porn movie. I saw it in a porn movie.
Yeah.
And he was fingering me while we were watching this porn movie. And when the guy started spanking the titties, evidently my pussy clenched up because it was like, oh my God.
How do we take the temperature of the scene? Oh, let me put my finger in there and take a pulse on the moment. Oh, there it is. She's excited.
It's 100% my sexual lie detector.
We are adding the tit slap to the buffet.
John says it's 100% my sex lie detector.
That's actually kind of smart.
Yeah.
The fingering is the lie detector, the sex lie detector.
There are other ways you can do it. Okay. If you have a cock and you have it inside, because not everyone has one, right? Like,
no,
we're just equal opportunity.
Starting
here.
A sentence like, if you have a cock, you don't know where you're going to go with that.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting.
So if you have a cock, you can put that inside her too. And then y'all could watch. Like, so that's kind of like, so if you're just in there and you're not moving, that's called cock warming. And I kind of like that too.
Say that again.
Cock warming.
Cock warming. So there's a penis and a vagina and nothing's happening. We're sitting
still.
Right.
So that can be used as a punishment too. Like if you're in a power dynamic. So a lot of times what happens is the cock is hard and the girl sits on it and then you just have to sit still, right? Everybody's all turned on, but it's generally the dom or the dominant person in the relationship. Mm-hmm. The sub has to sit still and be good, like not move around for however long that they say.
Does the penis stay hard when no one's doing anything?
Well, it depends on what is going on outside, right? So you could do that, like I have done, and then you can watch porn and you're not supposed to move. You're just supposed to sit there. So then, right, his cock feels the lie detector going off, right? Like boom, boom, boom. I like that. And so you can do that.
So we have a sex lie detector, a sex buffet. We're creating this whole sex universe.
I love a sex universe.
Yeah. Okay, so spanking. We can spank boobs, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. You can spank pussies.
Okay, let's go there.
You, as a beginner, use your hand. You can spank the meaty parts of the booty, and all of these things you can always ask, right? You should just talk to them. Depending on the sensitivity level of your partner, you can spank the insides of the thighs. You can spank titties, and you can spank pussy. Again, I would just use your hand to start.
Are we staying away from the clit? Or are we smacking the clit?
Well, it depends on if she has an exposed clit or whatever. I don't know if I would really want someone spreading me open and spanking my clit. Like, and again,
well, I think
it's
if
all
you're
about
aroused,
pressure.
Your clit, what did you say? You get to see the man in the boat and the man in the boat is out
there.
He
comes out and says hi.
You're kind of avoiding the clit.
No. You smack right on the cleavage there. On the outer lips.
Yeah, but avoiding the clit. No, we're not avoiding the clit. I'm very confused about how the clit participates.
Okay. If the clit participates, it's just because of the vibration of spanking the outside of the pussy.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
And then if you move on to intermediate techniques, there might be people that really like that. And then you can just spank her little clit, right? But I would use your hand for all of these to start. And then you guys can build up. Remember, start slow, start small. I don't need everyone to just be like, it's the first time I've ever been spanked and I'm going to have you use a cane and give me 10 lashes. Like,
God,
back up.
Who would do that?
You know, you're not going to be the Marquis de Sade on your first trip out, okay? Yeah. Like, you're just not.
Don't.
You're going to be awkward and giggly, and someone's going to get their ass smacked once or twice while they're getting it from behind. That's how it's going to start.
So, you start with a butt, make your way around the parts that you discussed, and that could be enough.
Ooh, it could be enough. And that is just the impact play, right? But you can always add, because this is a sex buffet, and Thula, this is a sex buffet. So if you were eating your partner if you were munching on the box, and mm-hmm. then you spank her pussy, and mm-hmm. then you finger her, and then you just make mm-hmm. it a whole sensory experience.
Yeah.
You're going to get her addicted. So like you need to, with great power comes great responsibility.
Famous words. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If it's good enough for Spider-Man, it's good enough for everybody out there trying to like snare someone in their web, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So thank you for that, Vida.
You're welcome. Have you ever thought about getting spanked in any of these areas? I'm curious.
Well, I never thought about the boobs. And to be honest with you, I don't have a lot of boob to work with. So he'd be basically slapping my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't know how much I'd enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Smacking my vajayjay? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Oh.
Yeah, as long as he's not like wailing on the vajayjay.
Yeah, then, no, start yeah. soft and yeah, build up. Yeah. It's not like a WWE wrestling match from the 90s, like where they're bringing that hand from across the ring. No, like, fuck, no.
I would roll away. I would do one of those tuck and rolls off the bed. That would be me. Yeah, no. But little tapping. Little tapping might right. be okay for me. So there you mm-hmm. go. I'll report back. Let you know.
Oh, good. I can't wait to yeah. hear it. Mm. So the insides of the thighs too, like maybe a little.
Yeah,
on
maybe
that
the
too.
Insides like, of the thighs. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, while we await Anthula's report back, for all of you sex symbols out there at home, mm-hmm. your homework for this week, besides the obvious following us on all the socials, because, you know, we're hilarious and you need to follow us on the socials. But your homework for the week is to think about impact play. And if it lights you up, if it's intriguing, maybe do a little research. Maybe do a little exploring because you want to know what you can spank yourself a little bit and get the feel. Like you don't have to present that to a partner without exploring it yourself. You can buy a flogger and flog yourself. Okay. People can do that. You know, you can get some of the feel for it. So you kind of know what to expect okay. and read like research, right? Sexual exploration needs to be researched. Get super nerdy with it because if you're going to do something that could possibly hurt someone, you need to do your research. Mm-hmm. If you're going to give someone the power to possibly hurt you,
yeah.
you need to make sure that they do their research. So your homework, think about impact play. If it is something that is intriguing, explore it. If mm-hmm. it's something that's not intriguing, just put it over in the hell no column and tune in next week because we're going to talk about some other wild shit.
It's true.
So everybody be safe, be sane, consensual, and have those sexy shenanigans.